Exercises 2 and 3. Page 81. Speaker 1. I understand that identity theft is a very real danger in the digital age, so I've always been very cautious about everything I do on the internet. Still, despite my best efforts, it happened to me. Last year, a hacker managed to steal my identity due to a weak password I was using. They accessed my online banking account and attempted to withdraw thousands of pounds, which would have been a disaster. Thankfully, though, the bank noticed the suspicious behavior and blocked my account, which saved me a lot of trouble. Now I make sure to choose strong passwords and change them often. Speaker 2.
As a professional cybersecurity consultant, I see cases of identity theft every day. It's astonishing how varied these criminals' methods have become. They use fake emails, harmful software, and even face-to-face tricks to steal people's personal information. In my opinion, the key to prevention is awareness and education. To effectively stop identity theft, people need to know about how their private personal information could be accessed, as well as the dangers of letting it fall into the wrong hands.
Speaker 3.
Running a small online business, I've had my fair share of issues with identity theft over the years. In fact, just last year, a criminal managed to access sensitive information from my company's client database and used it to steal someone's identity. It was a real shame for that client, but also for my business, because it damaged the reputation and trust I'd spent years building. In the end, I consulted with a security expert and invested in some high-tech software to protect both my business and my clients. That has helped a lot, but I'm sure I'll need to upgrade again in the near future, because the fight against identity theft never really ends.
Speaker 4.
Identity theft is a danger we all need to be aware of, but personally, I think the elderly are most at risk. A couple of years ago, my grandmother fell victim to a scam phone call. The caller claimed to work for the government and tricked her into providing some private personal information. She had no clue that it was a scam until she found out that a stranger had tried to take out a loan in her name. In the end, everything was sorted out, but it's concerning to think how easily something like that could happen to her again.
Speaker 5.
The problem with online identity theft is not just the impact it has on people's lives, but also how difficult it can be to deal with. Experienced criminals are able to remain anonymous when committing identity theft, making it difficult to track them down and prosecute them. Honestly, I think we need to introduce stricter laws and regulations for data protection. If companies and websites were obliged to guard user data more carefully, there would be far fewer instances of online identity theft. Of course, as individuals, we would still need to be careful about what information we share online.